Parshat Nitzavim. Parshat Nitzavim. And this week is actually a double parsha, Nitzavim Vayela. Begins with Moshe Rabbeinu gathering all of Am Yisrael together. So it tells us that Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeicha. Says Rashi Melamed Shekimsa Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Moso Nachnisam Bivriz. There's at least one other parsha. There's at least one other parsha in the Torah that begins with Moshe Rabbeinu talking to all of Am Yisrael. In Parshat Kedoshim it says, "Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleihem kedoshim tiyu." Says Rashi, "Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, melamed shenemra parsha zu v'hakel." Teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everybody together to recite, to tell them over Parshat Kedoshim, Shuv Gufei Torah Tluyim Ba, because there's so many basic mitzvot that are found here. So both Parshas Nitzavim and Parshat Kedoshim begin with the gathering all of Am Yisrael together. Except if you take a look at Parshat Nitzavim, there's something different. Torah tells us, "Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeicha, Rasheichem Shifteichem." The leaders, and then the rest of the Am, and then the Torah goes on to delineate segment by segment of the population. Zikneichem, Shotreichem, Avish Yisrael, Tavchem, Sheichem. There's an emphasis in Parshat Nitzavim not only on the klal, but also on the individual. And each group of individuals is mentioned by name. Parshat Kedoshim, you don't have them. Why? Why does Parshat Nitzavim, talking about gathering all of Am Yisrael, feel it necessary to mention and emphasize all the individuals as well? It's the question that the Orach Chaim is. But to understand the answer, you have to understand why B'nai Yisrael is being gathered here. Parshas Nitzavim. Torah tells us, why is everybody here? La'avrecha b'vris Hashem Elokecha. Because B'nai Yisrael are going to undergo a bris, a covenant. What exactly is this bris? What's the covenant that's taking place right now in Parshat Nitzavim? Says the Orach Chaim, this is the bris of Arevus. The bris of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazel, or Zelozel. That we all are responsible for each other. And the moment you're talking about Arevus, it's important to talk not only about the klal, about the tzibur, but you have to talk to the individual as well. How do we see the importance or the significance of the individual when it comes to our avos? I was thinking about it. I think maybe three different ways we see how important the individual is in our avos, in being responsible for everyone else. person can come along and he can say, listen, I want to do my own thing. And it shouldn't bother anybody else. I want to be Mechalel Shabbos. What should anybody else care? Why does anybody care if I'm a Gal D'Arayos? Simon Eve Chazer. Should bother them. I'm just doing my own thing. The Torah comes along and tells us, when Kol Yisrael are Eivim Zephazer, that if somebody is a Jew somewhere who's Mechalel Shabbos, or eating tarfas, or Mechalel D'Arayos, or doing Averos, the whole tzibur is responsible. We care because it's my responsibility. And I'm going to have to end up paying for it one way or another. If elsewhere there are people are doing the wrong thing, then I don't do anything about it. That's why I care. No man is an island unto himself. You're part of Klal Yisrael, then everything that the individual does affects all of Klal Yisrael. That's why Klal Yisrael cares. Secondly, not only must the tzibur care about what the individual does, but the individual must care. Person comes along and says, listen, I do my own thing, I do good. I'm Shomer Shabbos, I'm Shomer Kashrus, I don't speak Lashon Hara, I get up to daven, I say my brachas, I do all the things that I'm supposed to do. But everybody else does what they want to. But me, I'm fine, Shalom Alei Nafshi. Doesn't work that way. I lived in America. I lived in the Helik of Brooklyn. I saw cars going on Shabbos. What do I care? Cars going on Shabbos. I live in a land of Guardian. A guy driving on Shabbos. But here, see cars driving on Shabbos. How could it not bother me? I'm responsible. Not only is Klal Yisrael responsible, the individual is responsible. What am I doing about it? Throwing rocks is no answer. Tell a story. Maisa Shayan, young child, I don't know how young he was, once talking over with his father about Chilul Shabbos and people throwing rocks, feeling a sense of responsibility, and how can you not do anything? So the kid's talking to the father, and the kid finally says to the father, he says, you know what? Why don't we go ask him Shlomo Zalman Auerbach what he said, what he thinks about throwing rocks at cars on Shabbos? I said, okay. So they went to him Shlomo Zalman. They said, ask him Shlomo Zalman what does he think about throwing rocks to stop Chilul Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman said he didn't think that was very effective. That was the right approach. He said to us, you sit back and do nothing. Can you sit back and do nothing? Responsible. So what should we do? So Shlomo Zalman said, I don't know. He says, maybe next time you see a car driving on Shabbos, instead of yelling and screaming Shabbos, instead of throwing rocks, you should maybe express your concern, the fact that somebody's Mechal Shabbos, at least that it bothers you. So how do you do it? Body language, you yell, you're not discreet. Car passes by and you go, oh, Shabbos. How can you do that? The kid was very happy. Father was happy that the kid was happy. And they left. A week or two later, they're walking on the street, and there's a car coming down the block. So the kid says to the father, Abba, Abba, let's do it with Shlomo Zalman said. The father, all right. So the car passes by. As the car's passing by, they go, no, Shabbos. So as the car passes by, all of a sudden, the Shabbos just a little bit more, and then the guy slams on the brake and stops. to the father, it's like, oh my gosh, this guy's going to come out, he's going to be the father, so what's going to happen? The other kid. The kid's like, a little excited. Stop the car. So the guy comes out. And he goes, why do you do that? Father says, Shabbos. It's right on Shabbos. Shabbos should be a wretch. We learn. Guy says to him, you know, came from a home where we were Shomer Shabbat. And I remember it was very nice. And what happened? I got older, I left the house, I married, parnasa, business, but you know what? You reminded me that I really miss Shabbos. Maybe I should go back and see what I can do. Of course, the guy got back in his car and continued to drive. You have to have a sense of responsibility as individuals. It should bother us. What am I doing to try to make things a little bit better? I'm an already. I'm responsible. There's one, at least one more aspect of our avos, which is so important, where the individual is so significant. And that's the unintentional our avos. What do I mean by the unintentional our avos? Everything we do, consciously or not, has a bit of an influence on those who are around us. Without us paying attention to it, without kavana, and sometimes with negative kavana, we do things we don't want it to. We don't want anybody to pay attention to us. We don't want it to influence anybody. It happens anyway. The person comes along, and they're not so careful about making brachos from food, and they're not so careful about trying to daven with kavana. They're not so careful about where they eat. They're not so careful about different aspects of Hilchos Shabbos. It affects the people around you. Whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, people see you, and it has an influence. A person is influenced by his surroundings. That's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And when you come along and you're negligent and you're not careful about Shmir Samitzvot, about Yirat Shemayim, but it be Beinadam Lamakom, Beinadam Lachavero, there's a ripple effect. On your friends, on your roommates, on your family, on your acquaintances, on people who see you in the street. You don't get up for a little old lady on the bus, so why should the next person get up? And on the other hand, when you do things in a positive way, you have an influence even if you didn't intend. Positive influence. Maybe just a small, little personal thing. Like most people here, I say Asher Yotzer a few times a day. Whether or not, like most people here, I am often not so happy about the kavana that I have for Asher Yotzer. Every once in a while, not enough. Every once in a while, I say Asher Yotzer with a little bit more kavana than other times. And how did this start? Listen, what do you mean how did it start? Did you always do it? I don't think I really ever paid so much attention to saying Asher Yotzer with so much kavana. I paid attention to say it. Kavana. Quite a number of years ago. Not quite a number. A number of years ago. One of the earlier years of MMY. I noticed there was a student come out of the bathroom in the hallway. A student used to come out and say Asher Yotzer. A great deal of kavana. And I noticed it a few times. and I was very embarrassed. I taught Asher Yotzer. I teach Asher Yotzer. And I don't think I was saying it with anywhere near Kavana. This 18-year-old student. I said, I really have to work on my Kavana. So I started. Still not so successful, but better than I was. That's what I mean by the unintentional erasure. I never spoke to the student about this. I never mentioned anything. I don't think she has a clue. She acted in a certain way with no intent at all, just there she has with kavana. And it had an influence. And you can have an influence. Atem nitzavim ayom kuchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. It's almost Rosh Hashanah. Next week is Rosh Hashanah. And we are certainly going to be nitzavim lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. But we'll be standing there, and we're always standing with Hashem Elokeinu, not only as a tzibur, but as individuals. You, and you, and you, and each and every one of us. And we can make a difference. We can make a difference in our own lives. We're making a difference in the lives of people around us. And what we do, both the Tov and the Ra, Chas V'Shalom, can make a difference in the lives of all of Am Yisrael.